Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Hello, Jonathan.
So we are on our continuous journey to improve our wine tasting abilities. We've talked about body, we've talked about tannin, now we talk about my favorite thing, acidity, which is what I want in a wine.
Oh, not because you're so sour.
I want my wines long and lean, and acidity is what that's all about. We are inspired by the October 2012 edition of Food and Wine, and they have some wonderful exercises to kind of make you aware of the things that you find in wine. And one of the nice ways to make you aware is to find those things in other foods and other beverages. So what is going to be our tool to explore acidity in wine?
Just what you might think, citrus fruit, something that we encounter every day and are aware of its acidity. And in previous weeks, we talked a little bit about the concept. Acidity is pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the thing that makes you pucker. And certainly we've all had wines that have done that for better or for worse. Sometimes you want that zing like you'd get in Sauvignon Blanc, and sometimes you just have something that's not balanced and not the way it should be. So for the activity that demonstrates acidity, you need 5 4-ounce glasses of water, 1 orange, 1 grapefruit, 1 lemon, and 1 lime. So line up your 5 glasses, leave the first one as it is. Into your second glass, squeeze the juice of 1/4 orange. Into your third glass, squeeze the juice of 1/4 grapefruit. Into the fourth, squeeze the juice of 1/2 lemon. And into the fifth, squeeze the juice of 1/2 lime. And then taste your glasses in that order, starting with a sip of the plain water, and you'll see how the acidity increases. They also suggest that you experiment by adding more juice to each glass to see how the acidity increases within that certain fruit, and to become very aware at the point of which the juice becomes too sour to drink. And I was going to ask you to tell everyone why you like acidity in your wines, why you're such an acid head.
Acidity, for me, is the measure of a wine with structure and balance and a wine I want to drink. Because if it doesn't have enough acidity, then I'm kind of drinking fruit juice.
Right. And we often talk in the summer about a crisp wine being refreshing. Mm. And that's what the acidity is. It refreshes our palate. Before we forget, we should mention the wines if you want to try this experiment with wine. They suggest a Marsanne, or I would say any sort of Rhone varietal. You could do Viognier, you could do Roussanne to begin with at your sort of at your base level. And then from there, proceed to a Sauvignon Blanc, and then from there to a Muscadet.
Mm-hmm.
And you will definitely see a difference in acidity. As we say every week, we'll put Food and Wine's suggestions for specific wines on our website.
And I think this is so interesting because the wines at the beginning of the white wine list are my least favorite, and the wines at the beginning of the red wine list are my most favorites. So I think that's really intriguing.
I think that's a good point, too, because I think as listeners, if they choose to go through these exercises, you'll really find that you'll be able to pinpoint your tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Something that may have been sort of a crapshoot up until now.
I think that's a really great point, and you'll find the stuff you like, which is maybe what the point of this whole exercise is, to find out what your palate likes and how you can have a better experience with wine.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That's what we want.
And what are we doing next week?
Next week, we do the opposite of acidity, which is sweetness.
Ah, it reminds me of you.
Oh, thank you.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.